there, adventurers. It is I, Michael DeMauro, your Dungeon Master. I'm all alone this week because I'm just doing a little announcement to tell you guys what's going on. We will be back with a normal episode next week. I'd hope for maybe a little bit more of a break, but these ding-dongs that I play D&D with wanted to get right back to it. So we'll be back with a mailbag episode next week, and then the week after that, we'll have a little episode. It might be a slightly different. It might be a little world-building, maybe an epilogue, something like that. We'll see. I can't give away all the surprises, but I just want to let you know that we will be back. But since we don't have a normal episode this week, I wanted to let you all know that we have another project going, which is the abridged Drunks and Dragons, which we just started releasing today, if you're downloading this when it comes out on February 7th, 2016. The abridged episodes are going to be their own separate feed, completely different from this one. All of our old D&D episodes will always be there. You'll be able to download them and listen to them in their glorious longitude. Some of them are so long. We've been getting a lot of new listeners lately, which is fantastic. And a question we get all the time is, what episode should I start listening at? People see 150-something episodes and go, oh my God, how can I possibly get caught up? And for a busy person who doesn't really know us yet, that might seem daunting and maybe more of a commitment than they're willing to make. But the problem is that, you know, maybe you say episode 31, or maybe the episode that Jayla joins, but like, honestly, you're missing so much stuff. You know, you say if you start with 31, you don't know who Tum is. You don't go to New Newfoundland land and hunt for Dreadwing behemoths. I mean, it's that would be sad, right? So what we've done is we've taken these old episodes and we've shrunk them down. We've edited them to within an inch of their lives. But we've left all the story bits there, and we've left all of our favorite goofs and inside jokes. And they actually end up being super fun. It's like 12 to 15 minutes of just pure nonsense and you know, nonstop jokes and goofs and stuff. They're actually really great to listen to. So if you pop over to geeklyinc.com, there's a post up that'll link you to iTunes to download those. We're going to release 3 of them a week for as long as we can. We have about 30 of them pretty much done. So we're hoping we'll be able to release about 3 a week for quite a little while. And, you know, we'll do as many as we can or as long as there's interest. So if you could do me a favor, that'd be awesome if you could go and download those and just give it a listen. And let me know what you think. And if you like it, head over to iTunes and subscribe and give us a 5-star rating and review. If you want something completely new, last week, this guy right here released a new podcast. I was pointing at myself if you didn't get that. So I happen to love Harry Potter, and I have some good friends by the name of Bajaya Shrestha and Sarah Tompkins, who also love Harry Potter as much as I do. We just decided we wanted to read through the books again, and, you know, Harry Potter is forever, and we all loved it. So we've put together this podcast. It's called You're a Wizard, Harry, and it's pretty funny. It's pretty silly. Every episode's about half hour long, so they go down nice and smooth and easy. We do a recap of one chapter per episode, but we also do a trivia segment, which is really fun. It's called the Quizzitch Cup. And we are battling to see who will win it at the end of the season. Book one is 17 chapters, so there'll be 17 episodes in this first season. And then we do another segment of just some sort of fun Harry Potter thing. So, you know, one episode we might decide to sort celebrities into houses or talk about Bajaya's trip to Harry Potter World. We even had a certain Tim Lanning on as a special guest. And he is super funny, as you would imagine he would be. So I would love it if you would go and either go to geeklyinc.com and find the You're a Wizard, Harry button and click on that and subscribe and download and head over to iTunes and give us a 5-star rating review or Stitcher or wherever. We will take all of those wonderful things. And I'm really proud of it. It's I think it's nicely produced and it's super fun. So please check that out if you will. And since you don't have a since you don't have an episode of D&D to listen to today, you got plenty of time. So I think I've rambled enough. I'll be back next week with the rest of the team, and we will play more D&D for you. We have a bunch of ideas for fun things to do, and I can't wait to share them with you all. So I'll see you next week. Until then, keep it dicey.